Hello and welcome to the English Unite podcast. My name is Mari.
And my name is Dan, and we're here to show you the way to fluency, confidence, and clear communication in English.
English is my second language, and I went from being an English learner who lacked confidence to helping hundreds of students from around the world speak better. I am here to share with you all my secrets to how you can communicate with clarity and confidence in English too.
And after years of teaching, I have helped many of my students enjoy the learning process and worry less about being perfect. When this happens, they start to see their true strengths in their English skills and use those to become even better. This is something I am ready to share with you as well.
If you are ready to build a new version of yourself as a fluent English speaker so that you can achieve your big personal and professional goals, you have come to the right place, my friend. So let's get started. If there is one thing we've seen too much of in our teaching career, it's learners refusing opportunities to learn and practice more. There are more opportunities than you realize, and if you take advantage of even some of them, you'll find more consistent improvement over time. The unfortunate part about all of this is that these opportunities take little time to do, but we quickly tell ourselves we don't have time, or we say we'll do it later. Of course, we don't do it later because when later comes, many other things have happened in our day. The opportunity is forgotten and the advantage is lost. This is why we've made a small list for you. 3 golden opportunities that you may be missing to take advantage of in your English studies. Opportunity number 1. Read and don't plan to do it later. If you're following any English pages on social media, then there is a good chance that you see things that these teachers write. Every post has a caption and a message to read. Maybe you're receiving emails with information and something to learn. These are all opportunities to maximize how much English you're using every day. The problem is, when we see long texts, we immediately tell ourselves that it's too much and that we'll do it later. And then we don't do it later. Other things happen in the day and that post and that email are gone from your mind, along with anything you might have learned and any forward progress you could have made. Take any English text you see as an opportunity to do more in English. Either read it immediately when you see it, or make a reminder or an alarm on your phone to read it later. Opportunity number 2, write, and only you know what you like to write about. Taking some time to write even once or twice a week can really boost your English production. But then everyone always asks us, what do I write about? Well, write about what you enjoy. Do you enjoy being creative? Write a story. Do you like keeping journals about your life? Keep one in English. Do you like being outdoors or taking photographs? Write something describing a photo or a place that you've been to. The most important thing is to write something. The only things you need are paper and pen, or a computer and table, or a notes app on your phone. You have all of those things, and I am sure you have ideas to write about. The hardest thing about writing is getting started, but then once you start, it all comes out much faster and more easily. Do you have to do it every day? No. Do it as much as you like, but always try and aim for at least once a week. Opportunity number 3. Learn about new topics, but in English. Since 2020 and the pandemic, online courses have become very popular, with websites like Skillshare, Udemy, and Coursera, for example. There's just so much to learn. one of Dan's hobbies is studying and reading about things in history. And he took some short and free history courses on Coursera, and he really enjoyed it. What do you want to learn about? If you don't know, then go to these websites and look through their free courses. You might find something that's quite interesting for you. Most of these courses are video courses with subtitles and articles to read. The best part is you can do it on your own time. There's no deadline for finishing, so you don't have to worry about not having enough time. Try it out. Who knows what new things you can learn with your English skills? And if you feel that you don't have the right resources, materials, and opportunities to learn and improve your English, if you feel that you don't have enough people to practice with, worry no more. Push Past the Plateau, our at-home self-study guide, is for anyone who wants to improve their English and level up, but doesn't want to waste time looking for the right ways to do it. This complete study guide comes with an ebook, a resource library, and video lessons that include everything you need to study in an effective way, improve your skills, and push your English to the next level, all from the comfort of your home. Everything has been organized for you, so all you have to do is sit down and study. Our amazing study guide is on sale for the month of June. It's 25% off until the end of the month. After that, there will not be any discounts. So if you want to get it, now is your chance. The link to get it is in the description of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed the three tips I gave you today. Take advantage of these tips and opportunities. Using English as a tool to learn new things and express yourself about things you're passionate about is a fantastic way to create healthy learning habits and a deeper connection with this language. And if you like the things we talk about here on this podcast, please share it with your friends and family. Send this episode to someone you know who's learning English. We would really appreciate it. And if you're not following us on Instagram yet, come say hello. Our profile name is English.unite. That's it for today, Uniter. I will see you in the next episode.